Time now for some business news. The chief executive of the mortgage giant Fannie Mae stepped down under fire this week. Franklin Raines was forced out after the Securities and Exchange Commission ordered the company to restate its earnings. That could reduce profits by $9 billion. A key figure in this latest corporate scandal is Roger Barnes. He's a former Fannie Mae accountant who gave evidence against the firm before Congress. Until recently, Roger Barnes has refused interviews, but yesterday he talked to NPR's Frank Langfitt about why he blew the whistle on his former boss.
From Daniel Ellsberg, who leaked the Pentagon Papers, to Sharon Watkins, who took on her bosses at Enron, recent history is filled with whistleblowers. Add to the list Roger Barnes. Barnes says that several years ago he discovered Fannie Mae was cooking its books to show higher profits. When he questioned his bosses about it, he says they retaliated with poor performance evaluations. He left the firm last year. Barnes, who grew up on a farm in Southern Virginia, said he was motivated to speak up because of his Christian faith and something his late father used to say.
When you get up in the morning, you're going to see one person before you see anyone else, and that's going to be when you look in the mirror. You have to be happy that that person in the mirror is someone that you like.
Barnes told Congress that he first questioned Fannie Mae's accounting practices in 1999. He sent his conclusions to the company's internal auditors. The regulator which oversees Fannie Mae relied on Barnes's charges in a scathing report. Fannie Mae says it took Barnes's allegations seriously and investigated. A spokeswoman says the firm does not tolerate retaliation against employees who question its practices. Barnes says he's barred from discussing his time at Fannie Mae, but described the pressures people face when they take on powerful institutions.
It causes you to have a lot of self-doubt, and you begin to question your own motives. It causes you to question your own ability, and it can begin to have a devastating impact if that's what you base your whole personality on, is what you believe and how you believe. And you begin to wonder sometimes, is it possible that you've gone so far astray that you're just totally wrong?
Fannie Mae has reportedly reached a settlement with Barnes for more than $1 million. But at age 48 and without a job, he worries about the future. Many companies don't want to hire whistleblowers for fear they might turn on them. Last year, Barnes sent out 30 resumes, but never got a second interview.
I can see that we're going to hit a crisis if I'm not able to generate a reasonably safe and secure amount of income. So there is a lot of concern for the future, absolutely, which puts the pressure on me going back to why and how do you make the decisions that you make when you know that you're putting things at risk, and it's enough to bring tremendous stress and difficulty.
The experience has left Barnes angry and anxious. He handles it by channeling energy towards projects around home. Just after he left Fannie Mae, Barnes began work on a deck in his suburban Maryland subdivision, where houses cost at least $500,000. Barnes opens the sliding glass door to show off his handiwork.
This almost 800-square-foot triple-level deck with gazebo, I built it all by myself. Were you under stress? This is what you do. I built all of this.
This is not the first time Barnes has taken on an employer. In the late 1980s, he sued the mortgage company Freddie Mac, charging race and sex discrimination. He said the company refused to let him apply for a job that it gave to a white woman who was not qualified. Barnes said he eventually dropped the suit because he couldn't afford the legal fees. Fred Alford is a professor of government at the University of Maryland. He's written a book on whistleblowers based on months of meetings with a whistleblower support group. Alford says Barnes is pretty typical. Although it is hard to generalize, Alford says most whistleblowers share two traits: high personal moral standards and fury at being asked to compromise them.
I think there is a rage behind the Whistleblowers Act. I mean, how could there not be a rage? The system has asked me to corrupt myself and my own highest values in order to go along and fit in, and that makes me furious.
Barnes says he's not yet at peace, but he's not as tense either. He no longer suffers migraines from the stress of his last job. One day, he hopes he can speak openly about his experience. He says he wants the public to know that sometimes people can take on powerful organizations and in the end be proven right. Frank Langfitt, NPR News.